So I'm talking about that popular Winnipeg fashion magazine. And when I say popular, I mean in 2 years, it's been in circulation for 2 years. I mean, it's won awards and it's become very well known for top-notch photography. And not to mention their rep for apparently throwing some amazing parties. So, I mean, the question is, if it ain't broke, why stop it? To answer that question, I have the magazine's co-editor, Braden Alexander, in the studio right now. Good morning, Braden.
Good morning.
So, I mean, tell me about your favorite issue of the magazine.
Oh, my favorite issue? I'd say that would be the Ambition issue, we dubbed it. That was the third print issue we put out in fall 2010. It was the last one I did before I went traveling and left the magazine for a year, so I have a soft spot for it, I think.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And remind us what was in that issue.
Well, we had Megan Waller on the cover for a second time with two other local models, and but the theme, you know, being ambition, we just got to feature some people who had done and were doing some really ambitious and crazy things that we really admired, and it was fun to give those hardworking people a chance to celebrate what they've done.
Right, and I mean, it's fun to meet them, and you learn a lot, and it makes you feel proud to show them off a little bit.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
So your magazine, I mean, it's doing very well. I heard about it, and then the first time I saw an issue, may have been when my sister was in it, but it was just so striking when I saw it, and I just was blown away that this was. I mean, I found myself saying something that I hate hearing from other people. I mean, this is from Winnipeg,
right?
Why stop now?
Well, I mean, it wasn't an easy decision. It's not something we rushed to do, but I think the magazine has gotten so big now that we've come to this crossroads and we have to make a decision. So we either quit our day jobs, because we all work full time or go to school full time during the day, and we all do this on our evenings and weekends. So it's so big that we have to either quit those and focus on it and give it the chance to become, you know, a viable, profitable business. Or we say goodbye. And I think just where the four of us are at right now in our lives, it's time that we do say goodbye to it while it's on a high note, you know, while people still like it, before you start to falter.
Right. So what was the hardest part about making that decision?
Oh, the hardest part is wondering where it could go, you know, where Sandbox could continue to climb, I guess, because since we started, we were almost just surprised at the success it's had and how fast it grew. So yeah, I kind of don't like not knowing where it could keep going, but that's part of it, I guess.
When did you first notice how popular, like how big this magazine could be? Because I mean, you started out online to see how things were going, then and moved it to an actual physical magazine. What was that moment that you noticed, like, well, hey, this could be big?
It was right around one of the first three online issues, I guess, is probably between the second and the third, when we started to just gain followers at a pretty fast rate, and people kept asking us, where can I find this magazine? And you couldn't. It was just online, right? They wanted to pick up a copy and put it in their hands, which was always our plan. So it made us excited to actually try it, you know? Mm. So I think when we realized that we had, you know, within a few, with just 2 or 3 months, we had hundreds of followers, people, you know, asking for more, and we're getting really excited about the prospect of having this kind of thing in their city, we knew we had something good going.
Yeah. How did that feel? Like I'm trying to imagine this, not pushing super hard to get those many followers, and this just happening so fast. I mean, it must feel nice to have that happen just based on the quality of what you put out.
Yeah, it did. But it was kind of like this is what we thought people might need in Winnipeg. You know, it was Winnipeg's Vogue. It was Winnipeg's, you know, Vanity Fair. Something that was pretty and fun and sort of had that fantasy vibe to it, but was about people, you know, your neighbors and your friends and your sister, right?
What was your connection to the fashion world in Winnipeg? That, I mean, you obviously know what Winnipeg wants in that, like you and your team know what Winnipeg wants in that area. What was your connection to the fashion world prior to getting to this magazine?
I've always had like a mild interest in it, I guess. And, I used to work at the magazine called Outwards.
Okay.
And through that I met some local designers and started to get excited about how much was actually going on here, and local retailers as well who were featuring local designers. So I knew there was something of a scene, and I knew that I wanted to explore it more. So yeah, getting connected that way.
Well, there's something to be said for having your ear to the ground as far as any one of the worlds, whether it be the music world, the fashion world, right, or the business world in the city. So how are your staff reacting to this last issue coming up?
Well, we made this decision together, like we make all decisions. Mm-hmm. We're all volunteers. Okay. None of us get paid or have been paid this whole time. So it's not, you know, we don't boss each other around. We talk about everything and we decide together. So it was hard, and we, you know, have all shed our tears about it. But I think we all know that it's time.
Yeah. Was it, so nobody was trying to hold out saying, no, we have to do this.
Oh no, yeah, we were. And I was too at some points, you know, and I think everyone in turn had a moment where they thought, are we doing the right thing? Are you sure we want to end? But, it takes a lot of time to make a magazine, and you have a constant deadline over your head, and it's something that you need to devote your full time, 40-hour-a-week energy to, and we just can't right now. You know, some of us are students, right, and some of us are going back to school in the fall, and like Jeffrey Vallis, for example, works crazy hours at his good job, so this is not where we are right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I mean, they are hard decisions to make. They happen in all different areas. People need to decide whether to continue with school sometimes, right, or get into the workforce,
right,
you know, finish the degree or take the job that's on the plate right now. So tough decisions to be made through life. What are you going to miss the most about making Sandbox?
Oh, I love getting in a room with the staff and talking about all the things we're excited about. You know, we've collected these ideas, we've met new people, people have come to us with ideas for who they want to feature, and we get really excited to give those people, you know, the spotlight for a page or two, you know, and, mm-hmm, and I'll miss that energy that we used to have in the planning sessions for the next issue and how excited each of us got about our prospective stories.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, watching you here while we're talking, I keep asking about the fashion world and Winnipeg's fashion scene and so forth, but I mean, it's pretty apparent. It's not just that you really are passionate about Winnipeg, about this city.
We all are. Yeah.
What is it that you love most about Winnipeg?
Oh, well, you know, besides it being sort of an affordable place, I think, I don't know what it is, something about the nature of the city being maybe isolated or the size of it or the weather. I don't know what it is, but it just fosters this creative scene that is different than other places that I've been in. I've traveled to cities around the world, and there's this vibe in Winnipeg, and the people who come out of here are hardy, you know, they endure, and I don't know what if they store up all their ideas all winter and then make these amazing things during the rest of the year or what, but people in Winnipeg they're humble and they're modest, but they're damn talented.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And they also like to party.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have a big party planned at the Winnipeg Art Gallery this Saturday.
That's right.
What's planned for the party?
Well, it's our goodbye party, so it's a chance for the whole Sandbox community to get together, which is always what we love about our parties, is that it's the people who we've worked with or, you know, seen on the street, and now we get to all come together and kind of celebrate, mm-hmm, the hard work that goes into an issue, and in this case, say goodbye. But also, we've got local R&B singer Flo,
right,
debuting her new single called Hateless.
And I've got the copy of it in my hands right now. We're going to make sure and get this out on air. Mm. Now, Flo, of course, was one of the it was featured in your magazine as well at one point.
Yeah.
In time. One of the most amazing photo shoots I've
That's
ever
right.
seen. Some great photos of Flo in there.
Yeah.
Now, back to the magazine itself. This is a party to celebrate it's a farewell party for the magazine.
Right. Yeah.
And the last issue, when is the last issue available?
It's coming out next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand there's a special CBC feature in the magazine as well, or a special CBC personality who may make an appearance in that final issue.
That's right.
Who are we talking?
His name is Terry McLeod. You might know him.
Oh, he's one of the most fashionable hosts we have here on the radio. So definitely make sure to get your hands on that last issue with Terry McLeod and, of course, the final issue of Sandbox. What's going to replace this magazine in your life?
Well, actually, I'm working on a book. I'm working with a photographer from Sandbox, a makeup artist, a hairstylist, and a wardrobe stylist who I met, you know, through Sandbox and who I loved working with and just really respected their talent. And together we're working on a coffee table photo book of beautiful Canadian women in beautiful Canadian landscapes.
Oh, it looks like we're going to have you back in the studio at some point in time to talk about that. Thanks a lot for joining me this morning, Braden.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Braden Alexander is co-editor of Sandbox. The Winnipeg Fashion Magazine will release its final issue, as he mentioned, on Thursday. You'll be able to get your hands on that.